Welcome to Nature Finds a Way, a pop culture biology podcast where we nerd out about biology facts and fiction in some of our favorite books, movies, and TV shows.
I'm Lindsay, and she's Sarah, and today we're talking about the sweet and silly and absolutely ridiculous 1984 movie, Splash.
Lindsay and I had both seen Splash as children of some age, unknown age.
Yep. I really have no idea how I saw it all the way through, but I must have because I remember the beginning as when they're kids, and the end is the thing I remember the most.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. So I definitely had seen it, but I had not seen it since being a proper adult.
No, definitely not. And maybe even if I did, it was like the last 5 minutes on the last time I had access to TBS, probably.
Like I haven't seen it for super long time.
10 years.
Yeah, probably more like 20 for me. Anyways, so it came out in 1984 and it stars Tom Hanks as a produce guy.
Yeah, manager of a produce distribution thing.
Sure. In New York, and Daryl Hannah as a mermaid.
Yeah.
It is ridiculous.
Yes, there are so many questions.
So many questions. But overall, I found it pretty enjoyable. Do you want to give a little quick plot summary for people who haven't seen the movie for a while?
Sure. So Tom Hanks is working in his produce, and his girlfriend that we never meet breaks up with him, and he's like, I'll never find love, and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a whole thing. And his brother is played by John Candy, and he is so fantastic. The brother, like, the character is a horrible, gross pervert.
So gross.
Super cliched 80s gross for the laughs kind of guy. But in the movie, he actually, like, if you take him away from the part where he's horrible to women, and then he's just like an irresponsible cad, and then turns out to be a really, really good brother.
Yeah.
It's a really strange mix, and you can't, and I don't, maybe it would have just been awful if it had been played by somebody else or something, but I don't know. John Candy, like, we didn't get a lot of him. He's so freaking charming in this movie, especially near the end, and he's just amazing, and you're just happy that you get to watch John Candy.
Yeah. The relationship between the brothers was, like, interesting, and then, but if they'd gotten rid of all the bits where John Candy interacts with women in disgusting and horrible ways, then it would have been great.
If they, like, we talked about this when we watched it, if they changed it to be like, oh, he's looks like John Candy, but he's, like, really, really good with women in a surprising way that's humorous, like, that would have maybe worked better, but he's just disgusting.
Like, he, as an 8-year-old, drops coins on the ground to look up ladies' skirts.
Yeah.
Which is, like, gross, but then he still does it as, like, a 30-something-year-old.
And also, like, okay, I guess so you're a pervert, but first of all, when you're 8, and when they're 8, it's the 60s.
Yeah.
So what exactly are you looking at? Like, pantyhose.
Pantyhose and girdles.
And girdles. Like, gross.
That's not much up there to see.
Not a good thing. Anyway, that was a tangent of disgustingness, but so Tom Hanks is very happy. He, like, decides to go to Cape Cod one night when he's drunk and sad
because
he loves the water and he wants to look out on the water, which apparently he can't do from New York.
So he takes a cab from Times Square to Cape Cod.
All right. And then he wants to go to the other side of the island, and he gets in a little tiny boat taxi thing, and he falls out, but he can't swim because he's never been able to swim, but he loves the water. It's very convoluted. And then a mermaid finds him and kisses him lots and lots underwater, which we'll get to, and rescues him. And then he sees her on land, she's very naked, but that's never brought up. He's just staring at her face because Tom Hanks is a good man.
Also, her hair was covering a lot of things.
But not the front bottom parts. Anyway, then he somehow gets back to New York.
That's hand waved.
Yep. And she finds his wallet and under the sea.
Yeah. And in her shipwreck.
And she goes into a ship and looks at the maps, which is a whole other problem. Oh, yeah. And yep. is like, oh, New York, I know where that is. So then just shows up at the Statue of Liberty, naked. But with legs.
Yeah.
And then she has his wallet, so the police call him. And then she learns how to talk by watching TV all day. They have a lot of sex, which is, we'll get to as well. It's very random.
Yeah, because, like, she did, like, by this point, we're, I don't know, a third of the way into the movie.
Yeah.
And she hasn't talked at all, but they've made out, like, a lot.
A lot. And then they do, he discusses that they do have, it's like, on top of the refrigerator, which is, like,
maybe it's gotta be a bar fridge.
Yeah, it's gotta be.
Like, how do you have sex on top of a proper refrigerator?
Like, and also, if you're so, like, in the heat of the, like, listing all the weird places you do it, why are you taking the time to climb on top of a refrigerator? It's so dusty up there.
I know, like, there's a floor right beside it.
Exactly. Gross. Ugh. Anyway. And so they just go on the shenanigans of, like, oh, I can only stay a week, I have to leave before the full moon, I love you, la 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 la, it's a big secret all week.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Eugene Levy plays a scientist of an unknown origin.
We use that in big, real big air quotes.
Yep. He is, so far, the worst display of scientists we've seen. Not display of science, but like, display of scientists.
Yeah.
He's, like, he dives with his glasses on.
He dives with an oxygen, or like an air tank attached to his back that has no hoses coming out of it.
No hoses coming out of it, and he has a snuba. And then they're all like one of the things is, like, the idiot guys he hired to be on the boat with him for an unknown reason are, like, stepping on his snuba hose so he can't breathe. But he has the tank
on his back.
And he has, like, he gets out of the water, he's completely dry.
Yeah.
And he has, like, nothing in his mouth. Like, he has a weird mask regulator combo, maybe?
Yeah, like, maybe, yeah. And also, like, why would you hire dumbasses when you can get grad students basically for free?
And then there's all this other bad science stuff. It's just
yeah, and he's like, he's a paleontologist?
Which, we have no idea why he goes underwater at the beginning.
And yeah, like, what he was looking for in the first place. He was looking for something, like, top secret, and he was, like, when he meets, because he meets Tom Hanks on the beach at the beginning, and then he's, like, he thinks that people are there to, like, hone in on his research?
Yeah. Which we never found out what it is. Then he's underwater and he runs into the mermaid.
Yeah.
And he drops his camera because he doesn't have his camera on a wrist strap because he doesn't know how to dive properly. So he's also diving alone.
Yeah.
Which is a whole other thing. But so then he's convinced that he found a mermaid and she has legs and she's in New York and everyone's and like, you're a bad scientist. Yeah. We're gonna just disenchant. The word is gone. Throwing him out, disbarring him from science, or whatever. So then he goes crazy and he does all these things and he gets beat up a bunch of times, which is so much 80s comedy.
Yeah, like super bad physical comedy.
Yeah, like having really broken. It's very Pink Panther.
Yeah,
and that kind of stuff. I'm thinking about Victor Victoria, which is also I think is the 80s where there's a private detective.
He just
gets beat up constantly.
Like the buffoon.
Yeah.
Of. Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that's the only times that kind of trope is when they have the arm cast in like the super weird right angle
with the bar that comes from his waist.
Anyway.
So weird.
He eventually sprays her with water, which makes her turn into a mermaid again.
Yep.
But fresh water.
They're at a dinner with the president, so the Secret Service is there, and he has a hose. I don't know where the hose is, like, where the water comes from, but he has a hose nozzle in his jacket and pulls it out, and then the Secret Service obviously lose it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he manages to spray her with water. Yeah.
And then the government takes her and hides her in the secret facility, the government facility in the Natural History Museum, which is really funny.
It was fun to see the Natural History Museum.
It's one of our favorite places.
But
and they do tests on her, they do tests on Tom Hanks, and Tom Hanks is like, oh my god, you're a mermaid! Ah!
Yeah.
And then he goes home, and he talks to John Kennedy some more, and he's like, no wait, I will still love her, I don't care!
Yeah.
And they go and rescue her, which is probably the funniest scene.
Yeah.
It's really entertaining and amusing.
And, like, John Candy's, like, sitting on top of the tank, pretending fish. Was holding her, yeah, like, just with a, like, pretend fishing reel.
Yeah, really and a cute. Cigar, and he's like, yeah. Hey, boys! It's yeah. hilarious and yeah. perfect John Candy. And then they run to the river, and so she can escape, and he's like, we can never be together, and he's like, she's like, no, you can come with me. It's totally fine. And he's like, oh, that'll be great. And then I'll just come back and see Freddy, who's yeah, John like Candy. Christmas, yeah. And she's like, no, you can never come back. And that's never explained.
Yeah.
So she dives in, and he's like, ah, and he dives in.
Yeah. Oh, because there's, like, helicopters and Navy SEALs yeah. or whatever chasing her, so he dives in to, like, help save her from that, and then she makes out with them and turns him into a mermaid.
Except he doesn't turn into a mermaid. The entire end credits is them just swimming around, and he's like
Atlantis.
He's got his tie and his shoes on still. Yep, and his legs. And, like, is perfectly capable of breathing underwater and swimming.
Yeah.
Even though he never knew how to swim. And that's the end.
Yeah.
So, it's described by Brian Grazer, who wrote it, as a sweetly silly movie, and it's yeah. definitely true. Like,
yeah,
it's super makes funny. Absolutely no sense, even from if you don't look at it from a biology science standpoint, no, it makes absolutely like, no sense.
Plot-wise.
Yeah.
Like, he's in a tuxedo because he's at a dinner with the president, they get captured, and he gets taken underground of the Natural History Museum to get research on. He gets released with his tuxedo. He goes home for a while.
Yeah. And changes then clothes and then comes changes back.
Changes clothes and then and comes back, but he still puts his tuxedo back on.
Yeah.
To come rescue her.
Yeah. There's some issues.
There's some issues. But it is really charming.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the two of them are really sweet together. Tom Hanks is just...
Oh, I know.
He's treasure.
So adorable and awesome and... You don't have to be creeped out that you're attracted to him like you are in Big.
Yeah.
Which yeah. is a whole other problem.
Yeah, he's like super attractive.
Super attractive. He was 28
yeah.
in this like, movie. And so super baby Tom Hanks. But he's yeah. still the same Tom Hanks that you know and love
yeah.
from literally yeah. the last 40 years.
Yeah. Your whole life.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Daryl Hannah as the mermaid is like really charming and like not... like has agency and like mm-hmm. is trying to be a person and yeah I don't know I thought she was really sweet and cute and,
yeah
like not like she's not dumb, she just doesn't know human things
yeah but she learns them and asks, she asks really questions fast. Yeah. And nothing happens to her because she's a woman
none
of the no, plot points like
yeah
they fall in love mm-hmm. but that is because they yeah do.
And like everything like Tom Hanks, none of the stuff between them, as far as we know, is, like, icky or non-consensual. Yeah. Like, she's instigating all of it.
Yeah, she definitely is. And none of it is, I have to protect her, I have to rescue her because she's a woman. It's, I have to rescue her because they're doing tests on her because she's a mermaid.
Yeah.
So, that's really good. Like, there's no other women in the movie except for, like, the random secretary. Oh,
the secretary has, like, weird. Dementia, then, like, comes to work with her bra on after her shirt.
Yep. It was very Madonna.
Yep.
I don't know.
I feel like, so, like, the brothers, they, like, inherited this produce business from their dad, and so I feel like the secretary is just, like, there because she's been there forever.
But, yeah.
Like,
this is really strange and, like, had nothing to do with anything in the movie. Like, it seemed like it was, like, lifted from another movie, and they were like, we need something funny.
There was lots, it's very, like, 80s, like, sketch comedy bits. Like, there's lots of comedy bits that don't really fit the plot.
Yeah.
Like, almost everything that John Candy does, I think was meant to be funny. It was not.
Yeah.
Mostly. Except for the fishing.
The fishing and the part where he drinks a beer while they play racquetball.
Oh, yeah.
Because that...
No, he smokes.
He smokes and then he sits down and drinks a beer.
Yeah. Okay. Also, playing squash or racquetball or whatever.
Yeah, which is super random but hilarious. And, like, at that point, like, there's no women around, so he's just charming. And in his ridiculous way, and that's fine.
Yeah. And honestly, like, it's just really... bad, lazy writing.
Yeah.
That, like, he's this great guy, he's a good brother, he's kind of a screw-up, but in, like, a, you know, like, irresponsible, rich kid kind of way, but he also, like, comes through for his brother all the time, but then also he's, like, horrible with women.
Yeah.
Like, that's not an actual person.
Yeah. It's really strange.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so a couple of fun trivia things before we get into the bad science. when we were watching this movie, she finds the wallet underwater and she goes into the shipwreck to look at the maps, and it's very, very aerial and yeah. Little Mermaid. But this came out in 84, and mm-hmm. Little Mermaid came out in 87. And one of the trivia things is that Ariel was going to be blonde mm-hmm. until they saw this movie and changed her hair to red, because it's, they... like, shot for shot.
Yeah.
Kind of, except for Flounder.
Yeah.
And stuff. Like, it's really, yeah. like, she's just, like, mermaid swimming up to a shipwreck and looking at and the like, human things. Yeah. yeah. So that's yeah. really funny. And then, something that kind of blew my mind, and yours, I think, a little mm-hmm. bit, because, like, 1984 was when I was born.
Yeah.
This was the... Not creation, but the rise, like the huge popularity rise of the name Madison.
Yeah.
For girls. And that's such a weird thing because it happened when I was born. So I've just grown up
always
with
Madisons.
People Madisons. I don't think I actually know any Madisons. Thinking about it now.
I know a couple that are like 12-ish. Well, one that's 12 and one that's littler than that.
But I've definitely met them.
Yeah.
In life. And maybe, yeah. Maddie. I think she's Madeline.
Madeline. Yeah.
But anyway. It's yeah. so weird.
Yeah, super weird. And, like, in the movie, it's, like, they're walking along and he's naming...
Names.
Like, trying to come up with a name for her, because she has a name, but it's, like, screechy, high-pitched, screechy, fish, like, underwater
comic
sounds.
Things.
Yeah. And then they're walking along and they're walking past Madison Avenue and he says...
He's listing names and then he's like, where are we? Oh, we're at Madison. And yeah. so she's like, oh, that's a fun name.
Yeah. And she picks it. Rather than, like, Paula and Nancy and all the other,
yeah,
like,
all that stuff.
80s names that he lists.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, no, I had no idea, but I think that's really cool. Like,
yeah.
So, yeah, people who watched this movie as kids have ended up naming their kids Madison.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and it's just, it's one of those things of, like, I always, you never think about, so Daryl Hannah was huge in the 80s,
mm-hmm.
and obviously mm-hmm. I wasn't around to see the reaction to this movie, but it was way more popular and important mm-hmm. in pop culture than you would think for what
yeah.
it is.
Yeah, like, it hasn't aged well, but I think it was one of those movies that, so it was Disney, and it was one of their first, if not their first movie that was, like, done, they made it sort of, like, a slightly more adult, like, imprint or whatever you yeah, call it, production. A, like, production company off of Disney, so it was done by Disney, so, like, it has Disney-level production values and stuff, but it was, like, for older kids and... adults.
Yeah, and adults. And it's also Ron Howard, so mm-hmm. it's a lot of Ron Howard family feel,
yeah.
but adult
but older,
subjects.
Yeah.
And...
it's like, if you were a kid in the 60s and 70s and grew up watching, you know, like, the Sunday night Disney,
yeah,
Walt Disney movies, like, you will like this movie.
Yeah, basically, now yeah. that you're an adult and understand what sex yeah. is.
Although I definitely watched it when I was, like,
oh, I know, and 11. There's nothing, not a problem.
No, you just, I think... I didn't really understand.
Yeah, there's what was like happening. There's a lot of movies like that, and you mm-hmm. just have no idea until you grow up, and you're like, "Whoa!"
Yeah, and I also might have watched it on TV where they cut the parts where you see her boobs and her butt.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep.
Sorry, I'm just flashed to Pretty Woman about all the stuff that you didn't really know what was going on until you grew up. Woo! Mm-hmm. That's a different movie. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so yes, we already talked about Eugene Levy and his crazy bad science,
yeah.
and just the portrayal. Like, the other evil scientists, government scientists, yeah. they're fine. They're not great. They do weird
Yeah, they just, tests. Like, and, yeah, like, hurt their ethics and yeah. care of this creature are bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really but, bad.
But other
you
than
know,
that,
not to be, not really surprising.
Yeah, and other than that, you don't see a lot of the tests. They're just, yeah. like, have her hooked up to stuff.
And, yeah. And, like, she's, like, her tail is all, like, flaky, like they're keeping her, like, wet enough that she doesn't
yeah
put her, get her legs back, but not
in a good
yeah it's gross.
And so one of the other super random things is the beaches and the settings of the film. So yeah. Even in the beginning when they're little kids, which mm-hmm. I didn't talk about in the synopsis, and then and when Tom Hanks falls into the water, and then mm-hmm. at the end when they're both in the water,
yeah,
they're supposed to be in Cape Cod and in the Hudson.
Yeah.
And they are, well, like it says in the mm-hmm. in the film credits, they are 100% in the Bahamas.
Yeah. Yeah. There's, like, coral reefs and tropical fish.
Yeah.
And then, like, so, yeah, Tom Hanks falls off a boat off Cape Cod and arrives on, like, a tropical
yeah.
beach.
Yep. And, like, it's like, yeah, he washes up on a tropical beach and you're like, am I watching Castaway?
Yeah, like, it's blue water, white sand,
very, very clear
so
water.
So tropical, like Norfolk pines, like...
Yeah.
Yeah. super in the Bahamas. You're like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, I totally get why they filmed it in the Bahamas.
Yes, me too. It's just kind of
time in the water.
It's just kind of funny.
Yeah.
And yeah, and at the end, they dive into the Hudson, and then automatically,
yeah,
like, they don't swim anywhere.
No,
they're surrounded. It's super clear water, brain coral, all sorts of tropical
fish. Yeah, like fan coral, like
Oregonian coral stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
You're like, okay.
I'm like, wow, they really cleaned up the Hudson.
Yeah, well, also, like, how did the boats get it up? Because they're, like, in 2 feet of water.
Yep, also true. So,
that was bad.
That's a bad,
but and, funny.
Yeah, so now we can talk about Madison.
Yes.
And the craziness.
Mermaid fish
stuff?
Mammal biology?
I don't know.
So, it's a little bit weird. If you look at her tail, it's very clearly styled like a fish tail. Like, mm-hmm. it's scaly, and it has the rayed fins, and yeah, super duper looks like a fish tail.
Like most mermaids.
Like most mermaids. Except, also like most mermaids, her tail goes up and down, like how the same direction that if you were pretending to be a mermaid in a pool, your legs would go.
Yeah.
Which is the same direction that marine mammals, like dolphins and whales, their tail goes. But if you look at a fish, their tails go sideways.
Yes. Yeah. All fish.
So, all fish.
Nemo yeah. and sharks.
Yeah, all fish. All fish. Even like flat fish. So their tail goes like up and down in the water column a little bit, but mm-hmm. that's because they're lying on their sides.
They're sideways. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's yeah, it has to do with
like the way that the articulation of their spinal
yeah.
column is.
So
it's a bit weird that she's a scaly mammal. But there are scaly mammals.
There are scaly mammals, but that's not the problem.
That's not the problem.
So obviously we're not gonna like mermaids are fictional.
Mm-hmm.
You know, probably.
Yeah.
Like unicorns and
yeah.
all that kind of
yeah.
stuff. And I'm sure most people know, like, mermaids have been around for a long... They've been actually been around since before Columbus, but mm-hmm. Columbus was the first, like, recorded
yeah.
thing of mermaids, of manatees, look, and they thought they were mermaids, which is terrifying.
What drugs were those people
yep.
on?
And, like, they definitely had yellow fever.
Yeah.
And so, obviously... Mermaids have yeah. been around since then.
It's yeah.
folklore, all that stuff. They've been popularized in a lot of, you know, pop culture and other
books
and fairy tales and all sorts of things. And then there's also the sirens from Greek mythology, which
yeah,
are not Odyssey. Always look like mermaids, but mm-hmm. some of them are. And then they've been portrayed as mermaids in famous books such as Moby Dick,
yeah.
which and, portrayed, yeah. Which caused one of the most famous sirens that you know of, which is on all of your coffee cups.
Yeah.
Just yep. take a little look and be like, oh, hey, oh,
that's a tail.
Mermaid. Anyway, so yeah, mermaids have been around for a long time, and
yeah.
they've always had the issue of,
yeah, like,
what is this?
Yeah, but it's also, like, there's all those mythological creatures, like, from Greek mythology of, like, minotaurs
yeah.
and centaurs and
yeah
this like weird chimera is like the mm-hmm. term of like
of half
and half yeah. or many
mm-hmm.
not even just
and
half.
And you know reproduction and anatomy in general mm-hmm. is an issue in all of them and what
yeah.
we've had this discussion of trying wanting to talk about mermaid reproduction
yeah.
for years now but we're not going to go too far into it because there's no merman
no
in
exactly
this movie.
So yeah
so the biggest problems we have is the rules
yeah
like first how does she breathe
yeah
because she can breathe above water and she can breathe below
yeah,
water
like,
without issues
yeah whether or not she has a tail she can breathe like whether or not she's in like human form or mermaid form she can breathe above and below water
yeah
which is strange
mm-hmm. and so when she rescues him
mm-hmm.
in Cape Cod
yeah
she's on land for
mm-hmm.
I guess to stare at him
yeah
and she has legs
yeah
and then she dives back in the water and she has a tail because
uh-huh.
we see it and he doesn't
haha mm-hmm.
And then she swims around
uh-huh.
and decides to go to New York
uh-huh.
And it is on the Statue of Liberty Island
yeah.
with Lex.
Yeah.
And says she can stay for a week until
mm-hmm.
the full moon.
Yeah. But then she, like, that night has a bath and she puts salt, like, sea salt in the bathtub to, like, revert to her mermaid form.
Yeah. In the steaming hot bath.
In the, like, yeah, like, 80 degree bath or 85 degree bath water.
And then she just needs to dry off to get legs. Yeah. That's how she does it, because she's trying to dry off so she doesn't get caught. So she, like, towels herself and uses the blow dryer. And...
yeah, it's super weird.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, the... so she can stay on land until the full moon, but anytime she gets wet, she turns back into a mermaid. But that doesn't seem to affect whether or not she stays on land. And if she stays past the full moon, then she can't go back.
Yeah.
But, like... would she still turn into a mermaid if she got wet after that
point? I don't know.
Who knows?
Yep. And then at the end, she says, you can come with me.
Yeah.
But you can never come back.
Yeah. And, like, and, but she comes back.
Yeah. And we have absolutely no idea why.
Yeah.
That is.
And, like, why doesn't he turn into a mermaid?
Yeah. Like, is he eventually going to turn into a mermaid?
Yeah.
And how does he breathe underwater?
Nobody
because,
knows.
Like, we talked about this when, up until last night, I thought... the point of her kissing him underwater at the beginning, in the middle, and at the end was to give him oxygen.
Yeah.
But it is clearly, like, it might be at the beginning?
Maybe.
We still don't know why, like, all she does at the beginning, when she's on land is kiss him.
Yeah.
But constantly, over and over again. And we don't know, like, that could be just a normal
greeting,
like, ritual.
Greeting ritual for mermaids, or, it's a bit strange. So, yeah, I don't know. I did a little bit of research into, like, because obviously they're having sex for pleasure because they have a lot of sex. So looking into, like, animals that are known to have like, do sexual behaviors for pleasure, and there's, like, lots and lots and lots of examples in mammals, like dolphins, bonobos are, like, really famous for it. They just are, like, having sex all over the place. Most primates, bears, bats, hyenas, squirrels, all kinds of stuff. But then there's also, I read that there's a theory that, like, it's just hard to figure out, like, do fish do anything for pleasure? Like, what does pleasure look like in a fish? How do we know that a fish has experienced pleasure? But, like, all animals have this, like, innate drive to reproduce. Like, that's built into being an animal.
Yeah.
So making it so that that reproduction, even though it is risky, like, you're exposing yourself, you could transfer disease, all this stuff.
Lots
making
of
it so that, it takes lots of energy, but making it so that it feels good in some way, whatever that means for that species, like, makes sense.
Yeah.
Then there's, like, immediate reinforcement of those behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it does make sense that, like, all animals experience some level of, like, pleasure from reproduction.
Yeah, some positive reward.
Some kind of positive reward, whatever that is.
Except for poor female sea otters. Because they're stress-induced ovulators.
Yeah.
So it's sad for them.
Yeah. I know, like, there's exceptions to this rule. We'll talk about sea otters when somebody makes a movie about sea otters.
God, why haven't anybody made a movie about sea otters yet?
Also, why haven't they made a movie about seahorses?
I don't know. Like, how adorable is that?
I know.
With the dads?
Yeah.
Come on, it's like Nemo, so but like actual true.
Yeah.
And they have a little pouch. Oh, come on, people. Anyway.
So cute.
Obviously, clearly in the wrong business.
Indeed. But also the right business.
Yes. So and then, you know, you can make all of the crude jokes of, like, she finally has legs and all the other parts. So she just wants to, then she, like, does it once and is like, hey,
that feels good.
A good thing to do.
yeah. And then, I don't know, we can talk a little bit about, like, actual fish, like, how fish reproduce, which, like, who knows how mermaids reproduce.
Exactly.
But, like, it could be some mix of, like, how mammals reproduce and how fish reproduce. So, like, fish can reproduce in, like, a bajillion different ways. Most fish do some sort of external fertilization, whether that's broadcast fertilization. Like, everybody just throws their sperm and their eggs out in the ocean and they run into each other. And then little babies. There's also targeted. So, like, salmon is, like, the big example I know of. So, like, female salmon find a little good place to lay their eggs, and then a male salmon comes and, like, covers them in milt, which is, like, fish sperm.
Yeah.
And
then they did.
And then all the grown-ups die.
Which is not a good Disney movie.
No, don't make a Disney movie about salmon. Nope. But then there are some species that do internal fertilization, so, like, sharks and rays, male sharks, I think we talked about this in our Jaws and maybe Meg... the Meg one, too, about male sharks having claspers, which is how you can tell externally, like, pretty easily, male sharks from female sharks. So male sharks have claspers, which are, like, modified parts of their pelvic fins that basically are, like, little tube things to help get sperm out of the inside of their body and into a female's cloaca. I guess we haven't actually used that word yet on the podcast, but cloaca is a catch-all hole that is, like, sexual organ access and pooping and peeing.
Yep.
All the outs.
Fish and birds.
Fish and birds and reptiles.
Reptiles, probably.
Reptiles, amphibians.
Just everybody but us.
Basically. Yeah. Yeah, so that's that. And then also some fish, like mudskippers and guppies, have, like, gonopodia, which is their anal fin, instead modified into the same kind of thing, just like...
Like a little...
A little like tube. A
flume.
Yeah. Which, yeah. I mean, is kind of what a penis is also.
Trick.
Like, yeah. It's more complicated. It's more, like, directly attached to testes, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, that's basically true. It's just a thing to get...
It's just a thing
to... sperm from one body to the other body.
Yeah. So, you know, who knows where in that spectrum of possibilities mermaids fall. But,
yeah.
You know.
Exactly. And yeah, so that's all of that stuff. And,
like, what happens to it between... Mm-hmm. Like, when they're in human form versus not human form. Who knows?
Yeah.
But, yeah. And, you know, like, who knows what kind of sex they were having? We don't get into those details. Exactly. And that's between the two of them.
Exactly. there is a point where he does say something about having kids, and she, like, gives a look, but it's unknown, as if she's like, I'm trying to tell you my secret.
Yeah.
Not that I can't have your kids because we're different species.
Yeah.
But also, I don't know. Like,
if
she had stayed on land forever, would she be a human?
Who knows?
There's so many questions.
So many questions.
What if he wanted to have sex in the shower?
Ugh.
Was that it? Like, there was a part where it was raining and she was just hiding under a bridge. Yeah. Like, she can't
get, like, at all wet, apparently.
Yeah.
She's just not sure.
Maybe she's not
sure. But it didn't take that much water from Eugene Levy's magic hose. Which sounds dirty.
Yeah. And also, like, we don't know if that was salt water, because in the bath she put salt in.
Yeah.
And if it was just, like, maybe
she was afraid of the rain.
But she was afraid of the rain. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, it was weird. There's so many, like, science questions and then also plot holes, and they both run into each other all over the place. But
it was still super charming.
Yeah, like, I would still recommend it. Just, like, ignore the fact that John Candy's gross, and, like, I don't want to, like, give it a pass for that, because I think it was, like, really terrible, but I would really like it just to be, like, cut, because it doesn't have any bearing on the plot.
Not at all.
Like, if they could do a modern cut of Splash, it would be great. Not that I think they should remake the movie.
No.
Don't remake the movie.
No. Unless you can find someone as charming as young Tom Hanks.
His son.
But
he's, like...
He's too old now.
Well, yeah, and he's too, like... actory.
Yeah, he would never be in that. Yeah. It's hard. You can't make those kind of movies anymore.
No, you super can't. They're just because it's the kind of movie that, like, probably didn't do great in theaters. Like, it would have done fine in theaters, but, like, just has done really well on TV and VHS.
Yeah, because it's been on TV forever and
ever and ever.
Anyway, that's our brief foray into mermaids. We will come back probably.
Yes, there will be a mermaid episode. Part two.
Yes. Probably starring somebody that we name dropped in this episode. And I'm not talking about Merman Derek Zoolander.
Yes. No, we will. Once we get into classic Disney movies, there will be no stopping.
Exactly.
So we're holding off.
Yeah. We got some plans. It's going to be good times.
All right.
Anyway. So that is all for today.
Yeah, let us know if you like Splash, what your thoughts are. You can check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Nature Finds a Pod, or you can subscribe to our podcast at Nature Finds a Way, or you can check out our website at naturefindsapodcast.com.
Yep.
Naturefinds.com.
Nature Finds a Pod.
Naturefindsapodcast.com. We'll know our website sometime. See ya.
Bye.